Hello and welcome to Wildcards. Oh dear. Hiya, welcome to Wildcards. It's a show where democracy rules and where you get to decide what we spend our time talking about. And at the mercy of democracy today, I've got Siobhan Began, I've got Neil Atkinson, and I've got John Gibbons. I've also got Steve Graves, who at 6 o'clock this morning when I was leaving for work and said, "Oh, we've never done a Wildcards together, babe," said to me, "I will be unhostable." He plans to be unhostable.
He's the most unhostable man I've ever known in my life.
He's going to be difficult.
He's eminently hostable.
You've not seen him at 6 a.m, Siobhan.
Did you not want to wake up this morning, Steve?
No,
Gutman's at his best at 6 a.m.
Before the peanut.
Send him emails.
Gutman's biggest 6 a.m. till 6 p.m. After that, it starts to dwindle a bit. But yeah, this morning we were promised unhostable, so look forward to him being a very difficult boy. And it's a slightly different kind of wildcard stakes. It's an end of the season wildcards, which means it'll be more reflective of wildcards, where we learn more about ourselves and more about each other, where we look to the future and look to the past and find out what we really want in this life. So let's dive into that, shall we? With LFC present, and your options were Sadio Mane, Mo Salah and Naby Keita. And Sadio Mane won by some distance, I believe. But to be honest, I wrote this itinerary down at lunchtime, so if you've been voting since then, I'm afraid it doesn't count.
The ballot still votes. Fuck them.
No, it's all done. Sorry, they don't count. We're taking the exit poll and nothing else. But no, Sadio Mane was the clear winner. And Steve, the devastation is real. I refuse to accept it. I'm in the second stage of grief, which is denial, and I plan to stay in denial for quite some time. When you actually broke the news to me, Steve, and I know obviously it's not a done deal yet, but you know the news that we're all accepting as being true, when you broke it to me before the parade, which was quite savage, to be honest, you said that alongside Virgil van Dijk...
Just when it came out. I
had the scarf on.
Being updated. You did have the scarf on.
I had the scarf on. Used it to wipe my tiny little tears. You said that Sadio alongside Virgil are the most important Liverpool signings, in your opinion, in this kind of recent era. And I agree, but I'd like you to tell us why you think that.